Okay, so yesterday we said, we're learning the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos with the Pirush of Ruach Chaim, which is the Pirush of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Like I've told the Chavrusas that I learned Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Torah with. Reb Chaim Volozhiner is basically what we would call the principles of Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Torah in all of his Sfarim are basically the principles that the current day yeshivos go with. All the current day yeshivas, all of them, Lakewood, Slobodka, Panovich, you know, Mir, all the yeshivas are based on Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Hashkafa, on Reb Chaim Volozhiner's teachings, both in the Sefer Ruach Chaim and in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was the primary student of the Vilna Gaon, and our Mesorah is basically Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Torah. That's basically what our Mesorah is. So we spoke about last time that Reb Chaim, that he says, Remeir Omer, the sixth parak, Kol Oisik b'Torah Lishma. Anyone that learns Torah Lishma, Zoyche L'Dvarim Harbe. So we discussed yesterday Reb Chaim Volozhiner's novel interpretation of what does it mean Torah Lishma. What does it mean Torah for the sake of Torah? That Reb Chaim Volozhiner's unique interpretation that it does not mean for the sake of Hashem like other mitzvahs. It means for the sake of the Torah itself. Learning Torah for the sake of knowing Torah. That's why you're learning it. Why is it important to know Torah? Because Hashem created the Torah so that it should be learned. It should be studied. This is His Chochmah and He wants people to study it. Obviously, once a person becomes knowledgeable in Torah, he becomes close to Hashem automatically. But it's not the same intention that one would have when they're learning about other mitzvahs or fulfilling other mitzvahs. Now, the next part of the Mishnah, he says, Remeir Omer, Kol Ha'isik B'Torah Lishma, anyone that learns Torah Lishma, Lishma means with no ulterior motives, just for the purpose of Torah, Zoyche, he gets Dvarim Harbe, many things, V'loy Oid, and not only that, Ella, and it goes, lists the whole thing. So what does it mean, Zoyche L'Dvarim Harbe? He merits many things. It's going to go on to list many things. So what is the Dvarim Harbe that it's referring to? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says such a geshmak pshat. He says like this. He says that if you're learning Torah, shelo lishma, if you learn Torah not for the sake of the Torah, but rather you're learning Torah for ulterior motives. So let's say a person's learning Torah to make money. Now, you know, obviously, he's probably better off trying to manufacture masks or something like that if he really wants to make money. But if he doesn't have any skills, so you know, so what's he? Okay, I'm gonna learn Torah to make money. So what's gonna happen? Maybe he'll make money. He'll get a good job, whatever. Let's say he says, "I'm gonna learn Torah to get covered, to get honored." So he'll get honored. Let's say he says, "I'm gonna learn Torah to get a good shidduch." So he'll get a good shidduch. But if he's learning Torah to get a good shidduch, he's not gonna get money. If he's learning Torah to get money, he's not going to get a good shidduch. If he's learning Torah for kavod, he'll get kavod maybe, but he's not going to get... I don't know. I'm sorry. My video was off. I don't know why. If he's learning Torah for money, then maybe he'll get money, but he won't get everything else. So the Chaim Volozhiner says, but if you learn Torah lishma, then zoyche ledvarim harbe means you'll be zoyche to all the things you possibly could have had in mind when you were learning. So you could have thought that you were going to learn for money. You could have thought that you're going to learn for kavod. You could have thought that you're going to learn to get a good shidduch. You could have thought you're going to learn for all these ulterior motives so that you seem smart in the base medrash. And then when someone asks you a question, oh, I know the answer. You know, oh yeah, it's a mishnah here. And someone asks you for a part of the pasha, oh, I. So you want to learn for all these ulterior motives so that, you know, you learn hilchos kriya satorah so that when the kari messes up, you're like, oh, I know the answer, right? So all of a sudden from the back of the base medrash, you pop up, right, with the answer. Or, you know, you learn hilchos shabbos so that you can go to your friend's house and make him sound like, you know, you're talking about, you know, oh, but I don't like this look of that chalent. I think it's wrong, right? I think you got to put some more foil over there, you know, or something like that. So you could learn Torah for all sorts of reasons. But if you learn Torah Lishma, all of those things will end up happening also. That's what he's saying. If you learn Torah Shelo Lishma, then you're only going to get that which you wanted, a specific thing. Okay, maybe Hashem will let you get that specific thing, but you're not going to get anything else out of it. But if you learn Torah Lishma, Zoyche L'Dvarim Harbe, he's going to end up getting a lot of things. Okay? So that's what he says here. I'm going to share the screen. He says, Zoyche L'Dvarim Harbe, Milvad Mashachoshev L'Kaman V'Mishnah, besides everything else it says in the Mishnah, V'Amar Derech Klal, L'Fi She'ena Pe Yochel L'Daber V'Lachshuv. It doesn't give specifics because you cannot enumerate them. There are many reasons why one would potentially learn shelo lishma. Kimo mamon, kavod, rabonos, kayotze bazeh. Maybe you want to get a good rabonos, maybe you want to get kavod. So maybe, you know, v'kiblu chazal, l'mas mi'ilim b'torah n'shelo lishma. If you learn Torah not for the right intention, osher, you can get wealth, kavod. But l'mayminim b'lishma, you can get orach yamim, you can get long life, you can get osher, kavod. Ayin Sham. Okay, so let's go to the next page. Shekol scharo shel alomet shaloi lishma v'chol kavanosoi yutan memela lahaisek lishma. Anyone that learns Torah for the right reasons will get everything possible that would come for someone that will learn shaloi lishma too. V'zeh etzel l'tafel l'scharo hagadol. He doesn't care about those things. He just cares about the main schar. If you only learn for money, no sin lo money, you'll get money. L'shem kavod, you'll get kavod. V'chol ma'asha isa kavanosa kayotze ben no sin lo meila umemalon lo kavanoso. Aval alom l'shma scharo shomer lo. So that's the idea. Okay? So he says, that's what it means. Kol ha'oisek b'tara l'shma zoicha l'dvarim harbe. Okay? That's one interpretation. Then he goes on to say another one. He says, "V'isbar o zochil dvarim harbe amisham amashamu chazal al pasuk ayin lo ra'asa elokim zul asecha." No eye has ever seen Hashem. Ki kol malachi mala, even the angels, v'shum navi, and even a prophet, oy choize lo hisigu haschar hagadol haganuz, have never seen the reward which is saved lo oski b'tara lishma. So that's why it says Zochel Dvarim Harbe, because we can't describe it. Even an angel will not be able to describe the idea of Zochel Dvarim Harbe. So this is the first, these are the two interpretations of that first line in the Mishnah. So far we're going one by one, explaining the each word of the Mishnah. So the first Mishnah said Amar Meir called Osek Batara Lishma. So what's Lishma? We just explained it. Lishma means for the purpose of the Torah itself. Zochel Dvarim Harbe, he merits many things. What are the many things? The many things are anything that a person would possibly want to get out of Torah Shelo Lishma, he gets out of the Torah Lishma. And also, we can't describe it, so we just give a generic term of Zochel Dvarim Harbe, he merits many things. Okay, now maybe that's a little better. Okay, now the next words in the Mishnah, v'loy oid. The Mishnah goes back and says v'lo oid, and not only this, ella shekol ha'olam kuloi kedai hu lo. The whole entire world is worthwhile for this individual. The whole world is worthwhile for the person who learns Torah Lishma. Now, what does that mean? The whole world is worth it for a person who learns Torah Lishma. What does that mean? So this is where Reb Chaim Volozhiner, many of you have probably heard of this Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and you've heard of this concept, but this is where it stands in these words. Reb Chaim Volozhiner actually says it right here, and I'm going to share the screen so you could read it because it's really fascinating what he says. Okay, again, it says, anyone that learns Torah Lishma, the whole world is worthwhile for that person. So what does that mean? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says the following. V'lo od ela shekol ha'olam kulay kedai hu lai. The whole world is worthwhile for him. So he says, ki im, you know, I think I could even highlight on this thing, because it's in the PDF. Okay, it doesn't matter for right now. So, okay. Anyway, ki im rega achas, if for one moment, haya nifsak divrei Torah mikol ha'olam, if the world would be void of Torah for one moment, me'oskea v'shomrea, from anyone learning the Torah, hayu shamayim v'aretz, the sky and the earth, nehepachim, would turn over the tov avo. They would return to tov avo. Kimo sh'amur chazal, Ala pasuk im loy brisi yoimam v'layla chukos shemayim va'aretz lo samti. If it weren't for my bris day and night, Chuko Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti. If it weren't for my Torah, I would not have created the world. V'gam Arakia Shagabe Rosh Achayus. Even the higher heavens. Ukimo Sha'omrim V'chaye Oilom Natabes Tochenu. We say by an Aliyah. Hopefully we'll get Aliyah soon. Hopefully we'll start with the Aliyahs already in the learning. So in the shuls, the minyanim. So what does it say? Chaye olam nata betochenu. Hashem, you put an eternal life within us. What does that mean? You gave us eternal. He says chaye olam doesn't mean eternal life. It means the life of the whole world. Ki chayos kol olam, the living of the entire world, talui, depends b'mashen natan li bnei adam toiras emes, because he gave us the Torah. And because of that, the living of the entire world, the life of the entire world, is planted within us. We have the opportunity to uphold the life of the whole world. If you're learning, it's possible that in that moment, no one else is learning. And therefore, you are the one that is upholding the entire world. So I wanted to share you're reading it inside. But the concept of Rav Chaim Volozhiner is very powerful, right? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says two things. He says, the entire world was created so that people can learn Torah. If people would not be able to learn, then there will be no purpose in existence. And obviously the reason is because the greatest way to acquire understanding about Hashem is through Torah. So therefore, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, when the Mishnah says, Kol ha'olam kulay kedai hu lo, those words, see, when you're learning Pirkei Avos on Shabbos afternoon to do the whole parak, you just wrap through the words. You see, Rav Chaim Volozhiner has a shir on each word over here. Each word is a whole shir to explain exactly what each word is saying. But kol olam kula kedai hu lo means the entire world is worth it for this individual. That number one, that he is holding up the world through his learning. And the reason is because, think about it, let's say nobody else in the world would be learning. So it will be his Torah that will be holding up the whole world. So the fact that other people may be learning too doesn't take away the fact that his Torah has the schus to hold up the whole world. The fact that other people are doing it doesn't take away the fact that he is also doing it. So therefore, every person that's learning is really kedai. He has enough. His Torah would be worth it to hold up the whole world, as long as he's learning Torah Lishma. So the person that's learning Torah Lishma is holding up the entire world. And he says a great pshat. That's what it means, v'chaye oilam nata b'sochenu. Most people interpret that to mean an everlasting life, an eternal life. Hashem, you gave us. But he says, no, it's literal. Chaye oilam, the life of the olam, the life of the world. The life of everyone in the world, Hashem planted within us. We have the opportunity to bring the life to the whole world by engaging in learning of Torah. And this is the famous idea of the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim added and said that's why in the yeshiva of Volozhin, which is Reb Chaim Volozhiner's yeshiva, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is called the Avi HaYeshivos. As a matter of fact, is the father of all current yeshivas. As a matter of fact, there's a biography, a three-volume biography called Avi HaYeshivos, about Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So, Volozhin was the first formal yeshiva. In the old days, there was no yeshivas. There was the Rav in the city. He had a few boys from the town he would learn with. And then there was no formal yeshivas until Reb Chaim Volozhiner opened the yeshiva. That was the first formal yeshiva that has anything to do with the yeshivas that we have today. So, in his yeshiva, they had mishmaros. That means they had people learning all night and all day. So there was never a break that the Beis Medrash was empty. And he said, because I want that our yeshiva is holding up the world all day. And I don't want it to be that there's a moment in time that we're not holding up the world. So he took what he said literally. He wasn't just writing a pirush over here. And then the Chafetz Chaim took it a step further by saying that that's well known, but the Chafetz Chaim said that's why Hashem made the world with time zones, so that if there would be a time that it would be 3 o'clock in the morning in the whole world, maybe it would be hard to make sure that there's people learning. But now that there's never a time that it's not really middle of the day in the world, so around the planet there are always people learning. So there's never a time that it's not really, learning time. And that's why they are constantly, the times like that. So those are the two principles for today. That first of all, the Torah Lishma again. Zochel Dvarim Harbe, that a person that learns will get rewarded with all the things that he thinks that he could have gotten through the Torah. But as long as he's not doing it for that, then in Yetzer Hashem, he'll get those things. He just shouldn't have it in mind, though. And then he says that even the malachim cannot describe the reward for someone who learns Torah. Even the angels can't describe it. So that's why I just said generically, Zochel Advarim Harve, he gets many things. And then after that, he says, Lo od el shkol olam kulay kedayu loy, the whole world is worth it for this individual because he